Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lakit Peeris. We are going to have quite a long podcast today because the World Cup 2026 is just about to get underway today at 11 o'clock. The first game coming up between Pakistan and Ireland here in Sri Lanka. But I'll come to all that and more with more details of this historic day. But first, let's go down to Zimbabwe, because the under-19 men's 50-over World Cup organized by the International Cricket Council came to an end yesterday at Harare. India have been crowned as worthy champions when they beat England in the finals by 100 runs. What a game of cricket it was. It does go to prove that India has such a huge bank of cricketers who can play international cricket even from this under-19 outfit. Now, why do I say that? Right, look, India won the toss, decided to bat first. They made a massive score of 411 for 9 wickets with Suryavanshi, the overnight sensation, some call him, made 175, strike rate of 218.75, in 80 balls, 15 boundaries and 15 sixes. I watched that wonderful innings. It was a Ripley's, believe it or not. I've never seen such talent. He will be turning only 15 in the month of March, which is his birthday coming up in the month of March. And the way he displayed his talent, unbelievable. He is good for international cricket at the age of almost 15. Suryavanshi, 175, Ayush Matra 53, and Abhiyan Kundu, the wicketkeeper, 40. Now then, at the end of over number 25, India were 2 wickets for 251, and the experts even said they might go on to score 550 plus if Suryavanshi remains at the wicket. But luckily for England, they managed to get the left-hander out when he was on 175 in the 26th over. And that restricted India to 411 for 9. Just see what a massive score this is for a final. Absolutely fascinating. And the batting was great to watch, believe it or not. I really enjoyed every moment of it. James Minto, 3 for 53. Sebastian Morgan, 2 for 74. Alex Green, 2 for 48. But credit must be given to England, because at one stage it looked as though India might go past 500 runs, but they controlled it, especially between the 30th and the 40th over, and managed to restrict the great Indian batting lineup to just 411 for 9. Now remember, 412 in a final of a multi-tournament is Herculean. England were bowled out in 40.2 overs for 311. Caleb Faulkner made 115. Ben Mayers 40 and Ben Tawkins 66. But England should be kicking themselves. But it's normal, in fact, according to some of the elders, when you're chasing such a huge total, you tend to take a lot of risks. But they must be given credit for getting up to 311. We know they lost this game by 100 runs, but they gave it their best shot. The opening bowler for India, R.S. Ambria, took 3 for 56. Devendran, the second seamer, 2 for 64. And Chauhan, 2 for 65. So congratulations, India under-19. Worthy World Cup winners of the men's under-19 50 over. And let's face it, even their women have won another World Cup title when they beat Australia in the finals. So Indian cricket, in all honesty, is going from strength to strength. Wonderful to note. It's great cricket that we saw. And we wish all these youngsters all the very best. Incidentally, Suryavanshi was not only adjudicated as man of the final, but also man of the tournament. A super cricketer, class act, left-hander, wonderful to watch. Right, let's stick on with cricket. The warm-up games that came up yesterday, which will be the last lot of warm-up games to be played because World Cup, like I told you, gets underway today. India A beat Namibia by 130 runs. India A made 197 for 8, Namibia bowled out for 67. And the Italians beat the United Arab Emirates by another big margin of 112 runs. Italy won 93 for 7, and the United Arab Emirates were bowled out for 81. Now then, let's quickly note down how the World Cup T20 will be worked out. There are four groups, and each group consists of five teams, which means 20 teams will be taking part in this World Cup tournament, hosted by both India and Sri Lanka. And we all know that Bangladesh have pulled out of the tournament because they were not given permission to play in Sri Lanka due to political reasons. And what the ICC has done is they've replaced them with Scotland. Now, Group A consists of India, Namibia, Netherlands, Pakistan, and the United States of America. Group B consists of Australia, Ireland, Oman, Sri Lanka, Zimbabwe. Group C consists of England, Italy, Nepal, Scotland, and West Indies. Group D consists of Afghanistan, Canada, New Zealand, South Africa, and the United Arab Emirates. Right. My co-host Lucky Peris went for the press conference, which was held basically day before yesterday, where the captains who are playing here in Sri Lanka were in attendance. And the news I have is that all of them are very confident. It's good to note that some of the associate members are focused, and it's going to be a very, very interesting T20 World Cup because it's going to be extremely competitive. Now, remember, Sri Lanka is in Group B. What are the games coming up today? Pakistan will play against Netherlands at 11 o'clock at the Singhalese Sports Club. That's the first World Cup game coming up. West Indies will play against Scotland at Eden Gardens. And India will play against the United States of America at the Wankhede Stadium. The international commentators panel has been announced. Top commentators like Nasir Hussain, Ian Bischoff, Alan Wilkinson are all in the panel. Our own commentators are Kumar Sangakkara, Russell Arnold, Angelo Matthews, and last but not the least, Prashant Abhisinghe will be the Sri Lankan cricket commentators for this World Cup 2020. We wish them all the very best. We sincerely hope that Mother Nature will give us an opportunity for uninterrupted games right through the tournament. I'm not sure as to why the game is getting underway at 11 o'clock this morning here in Sri Lanka when Pakistan take on Netherlands. But nevertheless, we are happy to be the host or co-host of this World Cup. Right before I wind up, I need to join my rugby co-host. And here is news from the Shane Dullava corner. Right, yesterday, Navy beat Police in a nail-biter, 30 points to 29. It was a wonderful game. And the games coming up today, Army will take on the Air Force at Panagama. Havelocks will play against Sekandi at the Havelocks Sports Club. And tomorrow we got one more game coming up, quote unquote. This is from Shane Dullava. CHNFC will take on the CR and FC. It was a pleasure being in your company. We take this opportunity of wishing you all the very best for World Cup T20 starting today. And I'm sure there'll be a great opening ceremony in India before play gets underway, because India is playing against the United States of America. And let's face it, it's no secret they are strong favorites, while the West Indies play against Scotland, who are being replaced because of Bangladesh pulling out. And finally, before I wind up, just a gentle reminder that we'll keep all of you posted about the full details, match details on our podcast for the World Cup that's coming up. And of course, congratulations to India men's under 19 team for winning the under 19 World Cup for the sixth time in the ICC multi-tournament. Get your headsets ready. Today I'm going to spin you a couple of records for your listening pleasure. And this has been selected actually by my co-host Lakit Peerish. Hope you'll enjoy it. Have a blessed day.